Maryland's livestock and poultry farms are facing new federal scrutiny under a deal announced late yesterday between the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA must audit state rules regarding how farms manage pollution and step up inspections of the farms themselves. The CBF's Kim Coble says manure and other discharges from animal feeding operations account for about 60% of the pollution in rivers and streams in the more rural areas of the state.
By ensuring that these large animal feeding operations are meeting pollution reductions, we are definitely going to help improve the local water qualities to the rivers and streams, as well as the water quality to the bay.
Coble emphasizes one of the key aspects of the deal between the CBF and the EPA is that information from audits and inspections will be publicly available. She says the deal also requires the EPA to review nutrient management plans of larger operations and ensure they achieve water quality goals.
We know in some cases that farmers write a plan, but they don't implement them. And so this is an area that the EPA will be focusing on in Maryland.
The agreement is part of an EPA-led effort to cut pollution and restore the health of the Chesapeake Bay by 2025. I'm Allison Burns, reporting for Maryland News Connection.